Okay, today's daf is Ksubis daf Peches. We are on Pei Zayin Maveis. Continuing in Perek HaKosev, two more blot in this Perek, and then we get to the 10th Perek of Ksubis, but right now today we are on Pei Zayin Maveis, talking about the Mishnah that we had yesterday. So the Mishnah in Ksubis Pei Zayin tells us, lists off a number of cases where a person, the woman, is not allowed to collect her Ksuba unless she takes a Shvua to swear that she did not get what she says she has not gotten yet. So the case was Pogemes. If she says she got part of it, then she has to swear she didn't get the rest. And now we discussed that yesterday, and the relationship between Pogemes and Pocheses. If she says she got some versus she says she never was committed to it in the first place because there was an agreement, there was a Shtar Amana that her husband and herself agreed for less. That was an important discussion. Why does she have to swear? Why doesn't he have to swear? The Gemara says people are usually more medaktik when they pay than when they get paid, and that's why we put the shvua on her. And is this? It sounds like a shvua spod b'miksas, but we ended up saying no. It's just the opposite of a shvua spod b'miksas because it's not an ishba v'niftar, and you're not you don't swear on Karka. So we'll see. We will get back to that in a minute as well. Says the Gemara now, Eid Echad Me'ida Shiparua. So we're going to talk about the second Shvua in the Mishnah. What if the husband has an Eid Echad that he paid the Ksuba? So now what? An Eid Echad we know is Mechayev Shvua De'oraisa. One of the three Shvuos. Shvuos, again, Shvuos Eid Echad, Shvuos Bodim Miksash, and Shvuos Hashomrim. All the Shvuos of Hashomrim are all categorized as one Shvua, one category Shvua, according to the Rambam. Which is interesting also, again, not for now really, but Shvuos Hashomrim is not one Shvua. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, and the Rambam quotes it, that really Shvuos Hashomrim is a triple Shvua. Shvua what happened, Shvua that I wasn't Shaleach Bo Yad, Shvua She'ena Bershusi. So all of those are sworn, and it's all called Shvuos Hashomrim for all the different types of Shomrim. Shabachidab, Shabasachar, Shoel, all of them. But it's all Shvuos Hashomrim. So those are the three general categories. The other two are simpler, are more straightforward. Eid Echad. When Eid Echad says that you're Chayiv, and Nishma V'Niftar, that is one type, Modim Miksas, but Shvuos Hashomrim is a larger category. There is a Machlokas Rishonim at the beginning of Mesechas Ba'Metzia. What about Eid Echad HaMisayeya? Meaning the opposite of a regular Eid Echad, which we're about to get to also, similar, but not exactly. The Rush, I think, quotes in the beginning of Bava Metzia, what happens if you say that I owe you money, and I have an Eid Echad that supports me. I don't have two Eid, but I have an Eid Echad that supports me. So do you say Eid Echad HaMisayeh is also come with Shvua, or do you say an Eid Echad is only Mechayev Shvua? That's a Machlokas, which maybe the Lamdas we will get to. So an Eid Echad is Me'ida, that, back to our case, that the husband brings an Eid Echad, that she has not been paid the Ksuba. Interesting, what does that Eid Echad say? Well, the Eid Echad has been with his husband and wife every second, and he knows that she has not gotten paid. She did get paid. The woman is the one that says she did not get paid. I'm sorry. So it's an Eid Echad that witnesses that he did get paid. She did get paid. So Shavu Rabbi Bar Chama Lameimar Shvua Daraisa. So Rabbi Bar Chama thinks, just like we said earlier, that this is a Shvua Daraisa. The Ritva says that he said this statement exactly in the same time when he said the earlier statement on the daf. Remember, we also had this statement talking about Pogemes. So Rabbi Rachaba said, oh, this sounds like a Shvua Daraisa. Why? It's an Eid Echad. The husband bringing an Eid Echad that the Ksuba was paid. She says, she swears to deny, to contradict the Eid Echad. So isn't that what a Shvua Daraisa, Shvua's Eid Echad Daraisa is? So Rabbi Rachaba made a Shvua Daraisa, Dichsiv, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish, L'Kol Avod, L'Kol Chatas. As the Pasuk says that an Eid Echad will not be able to make somebody bring a carbon, to make somebody pay, L'Kol Avod, L'Kol Chatas, Hu Te'eno Kam. So an Eid Echad cannot do that, cannot make you Chayiv, Karban, Malkus, etc. Aval Kamul Shvua. That's the Drashas Chazal. The Eid Echad can be Mechayiv you Shvua. So here, isn't this Shvua Da'oraisa? And the Gemara answer is no, just like we had on yesterday, up above. The Gemara says no. I'm sorry, let's finish first. V'yomar mar, kol makom shehashnai mechayev en oso mamon, echad mechayev oshvua. Wherever two edim would have been mechayev mamon, one is mechayev oshvua to explain why you're not mechayev mamon. We'd have a principle, mitoch she'en yachar lishava mishalim, but you are allowed to swear. So as the Gemara, Rabbi Rechabo explained the Mishnah, isn't this a shvua daraisa? So Rava again rejected it for the same two reasons. Amar Rava, shtei tshuvos bedavar. No. Chada, number one, to call an ishban shabbat Torah, nishban v'lo mishalman. All shvua daraises, all. The three shvua daraises are nishba v'niftar. Right, you swear, and then you are pater. The he and she nishbats v'notelas. And she is being nishba v'notelas. Right, meaning that it belongs on the Mishnah in Masechta Shavuos. There's literally off the eight shvuos of nishba v'notel, midrabanan. This is not a shvua of nishba v'niftar, which are the daraises va'od, and also a nishban al kfira shiba karkos. We know the ksuba is meshuba tekarka of the husband, and there is no shvua on denial of a shibud of karka, and therefore this cannot be a shvua daraisa. So elam arava midrabanan kadela hafis daito shel baal. Really, this is not a shvua daraisa, shvua drabanan, because it's in the wrong direction. Aye, so what is it for? Lahafis daito, we know. Look, he has an eid echad. He has an eid echad. It's in the opposite direction. But to be mefis daito, to, you know, to appease him, to show that, have something to go against his aid, that is why we make her swear. But not because this is a real shvua daraisa. Again, we can have the same havamina that the Rishonim noted on the previous Gemara, and that is, what was his havamina? Doesn't Rabbi Bar Chama know these halachas about the shvua daraisa? So, did he know Rav's claims? So, they have the same answers. He didn't mean it's mamish daraisa, he meant it's ke'ein daraisa, or the, maybe it's nishma v'niftar, like the Ran says, because he's holding a shtar, she's holding a shtar, so it's as if it's nishma v'niftar, because she's muchzekas in the shtar. So there are different days. This language of k'deila hafiz daito shalbal usually appears in a different context. There is one shvua d'rabanan that is nishba v'niftar. Usually the rule is shvua daraisa is nishba v'niftar, and shvuos d'rabanan are nishba v'notel. That's the Rambam at the beginning of the Chos Toin V'nitan. I don't know if I read this yesterday, but I'll read it now. Ein l'cha mechuyiv shvua min haTorah chutz mishlosha. There is nobody that is obligated to shvua daraisa except for three. You could take a shvua about anything, and it can be recognized on a daraisa level. I swear I'm going to eat a cookie today. So that's a shvua daraisa. That's not a shvuya, that's mechuyiv mi daraisa. There are only three oaths that Bezdin will be mechayiv of you, depending on the situation. Again, I guess it's not, Rabbam is also not talking about the shvua of Isota, because that's not Didi Mamanis. That's a different type of shvua. But ein l'cha mechuyiv shvua min haTorah echutz mishlosha. Mi shehodeh b'miksas ha-metaltalin, u'mi shechivo eid echad, v'hashomer. And the Rambam explains them. Aval kol hanishbayim notlin kegon sachir nechval nigzal pogem shtaro v'chayotzebo v'chein kol hanishbayim v'tayna safik. Also, whenever you have take a shvua and the toveya is mesupa kegon hashutafin. Right, if there are two shutfin of a business and one shutfin has no idea if the other one ripped him off and stole some of the money, but he's allowed to be mashmiya him, you know, make a shvua, even though I don't know. They are recent kol hanishbayim v'takanas chachamim. The kol elu hashvuos. Let's mention this now, but we'll get back to it. Kol elu hashvuos af al pichein mi divrei sofrim harihen ke'ein shal Torah benikitas chefetz. The Rabbi Paskins discussion in the Rishonim that you hold a sefer Torah when you take a shvuah d'rabanan, just like when you take a shvuah d'oraisa. But then the Rambam quotes a couple of halachas later another halacha. Kol, and this is the what I wanted to mention. Kol ha-mechuyev shvua, and then where does he start talking about it? Halacha gimel. I'm sorry, the next halacha. Hatoin metalta d'chaveiro v'kafer bakol. What if somebody is kofer bakol? So he's not chayev shvua d'araisa. Only mode of a mixas is chayev shvua d'araisa. Uva amar lo hayud v'ra meolam. O shahod de mixas v'nasru biyad. Or the sugi of halach, in the beginning of Bavitziah, I owe you 50 out of the 100 and here it is. He pays right away. So, Osha Amar Emes, Shahayolcha Etzli, Ela Machalta, Leonasata, Leomacharta, Leoxarti Lacha. All cases of Kofar Bakol, Bechalelu, Pata, Bishvua Satorah. Right, it's not one of the big three. Right? Modi Bemixas. Aval, Chachme HaTalmud Tiknu, Post Mishnah. Chachme HaTalmud Tiknu, Sheyishava HaNitva Bechalelu, Shvuas Hesis, Vipater. There is another Shavuah Drabanan that is Nishma v'Niftar. In the case of Kofar Bakol, we have something called Shavuah Heses. The Einok Ein Shal Torah Lefisha Ein Banikidas Chayfetz. And there's no Nikidas Chayfetz there. And there are different halachas that apply to Shavuah Heses that don't apply to other Shavuah Daraisis. But what does the Gemara say? Why do they institute Shavuah Heses? Because they lahafiz daitel Shabbat Labayis. Look, he's claiming, so it must be he has some grounds. So, you know, take a Shavuah to appease him. Take a Shavuah to counter his claim. But it is not really a hardcore Shavuah Drabanan. It does not go in the other category. Shavuah Heses it's not in that Mishnah, in Masechta Shavuos. It was a different type of Shavuah, but it is a Shavuah Drabanan that's also Nishma V'Niftar. So when the Gemara here says, only Shavuah Drabanan is on Nishma V'Niftar, that's okay. But there is one exception to the rule, Shavuah Heses, which we should be aware of. A big sugya that's noted on our Amud right here is that the drasha of the Gemara about Eid Echad. Now getting back to the other Shavuah. So Shavuah is Eid Echad. If I have an Eid Echad that says you owe me money, so you have to take a Shavuah that you don't owe me money, and that is a Shavuah Daraisa, a Nishma V'Niftar. So the Gemara has two lines of the drasha. First the Gemara says, well, an Eid Echad can't be b'chayev you on a chait, but it can be b'chayev you mamon. Line one. But the Gemara does not suffice it with that. The Gemara then quotes another line that says, Kamakom she'ashnayim mechayv en oso mamon, echad mechayv o shvua. Right, whenever two can be mechayv you mamon, why is mechayv you a shvua? Why is that important, that line? The question is, some cases, like by mamon, we believe in echad, we mechayv a shvua. What type of belief is that? Or I should say, is that really ne'emanus? Is that really belief? We know the Torah says, Apishnayim Eidim Yakum Davar. Two people are Machayev you, and we say that's Birur, we say that's the truth. The Rambam says in Nichol Yisodi HaTorah, we have no idea, maybe the two Eidim are also lying. But what are we supposed to do? The Torah says, trust two witnesses. That's Gzeras HaKasav, the Rambam's Lashon. Fine, so, but just let's say we give them the Emanus, Mitam Gzeras HaKasav. We believe them. So an Eid Echad is Machayev you a Shvua. Is that because we believe the Eid Echad? Regarding a Shvua, we believe the Eid Echad. Regarding money to make you pay, we believe two Eidim. What about an Eid Echad? Is an Eid Echad half of two Eidim? And just like we believe two Eidim for this, we believe one Eid for that. Or do we say, no, an Eid Echad is not Neman. You need two witnesses. Even on a Daraisa level, it's kind of like a Lahafiz Daito Shabbala bias. He has an Eid Echad supporting him, so you have to take a Shvua. And it is a Shvua Daraisa. But it's not because he's really half a Kat. He's not really a ne'eman like the others. So that is a serious question. How much are there differences between the Shavuos, the Eid Echad, and the two Eidim? Right? So that is a discussion in the Achronim. The Pri Moshe, in his Sefer on Shavuos Mamon, quotes many Chakiras to this Chakira. Just step one. What happens if a person brings an Eid Echad and the person himself does not know? He's Taina Suffolk. I have no idea if I paid you this back or not. If you paid me back or not. I have no idea. The Eid Echad says, Vadai, it was paid back. Vadai. But I don't know. And then you say, you didn't pay me back. Eid Echad says that you owe me money. I say, I have no idea. And you say that, no, you don't owe me money. So you have to swear, Nishma V'Niftar. So does an Eid Echad work to be Mechayev Shvua if the Toveah himself is Mesafik, Taina Safik, Machlokas Rishonim, the Rimigash and the Ran. Right, so that's the first Afkamina. Meaning, if we say an Eid Echad is like two Eidim, it's just half of two Eidim, then even if the Toveah is Safik, so what? The Eid Echad is like, just like I brought two witnesses and they said something. I don't know. So to one. But if you say no, it's just to make the Balabais, make the Toveah feel better because after all, he's claiming and he has an Eid Echad supporting him. So then, that's the Shita of the Rimigash, who said, the Rimigash, quote, the Ran quotes the Rimigash in Masechta Shavuos on Daf Mem, that the Shavuos Eid Echad is not Mechuyav if it is only one, if it is a Tainus Suffolk by the Toveya. Or, another Daf Kamini he quotes, is an Eid Echad enough for Shavuos Ha'edus? We know, Parshas Vayikra, if somebody denies and swears knowing Edus for somebody, and they know Eidus for somebody, so they end up, and they swear falsely, they're going to bring a carbon Shavuos HaEidus. But the halacha is only if the Eidim, had they testified, would have been able to be Mechayev the guy money. What about one Eid? If there's only one Eid, is he Chayev Shavuos HaMashbiya Eid Echad? So again, a discussion. Is an Eid Echad really half of two Eidim, or is it a totally different Mechayev? Again, many different Nafkaminas. We'll just quote one more. What about an Eid Echad Bishtar? Question in the Rishonim. Eid Shtar Chasim Bo Eid Echad. Ihavi Shtar L'chayev Al Kapanim Es Anitva B'Shvua. Machlokas the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam says, Zuchas Baba Velove. Hotzi Alav Shtar Chov Shach Chasim Bo Eid Echad Have Shtar. V'halove Toin Parati. Kiva de Yachol Yishava, Hazay Amrinan, the Mitosh de Yachol Yishava Mishalim. The Magen Mishnah quotes others that know, an Eid Echad Bishtar is nothing. So again, is it Eid Echad half of two or not? There's another. This is the issue in Eid Echad. But why is it important for our Lashon of the Gemara? Because the two lines might even give us different impressions. When the Gemara says, whenever two Eidim do this, one Eid does that. That sounds like a comparison. Then Eid Echad is B'chayev Shvua. That sounds like one of the approaches. Well, the other one you don't know. He's not come, but he's come with shvua, which makes it sound a little different impression. Okay, says the Gemara now. Amar of Papa. E-P-K-A-H-U. Again, what's the case here? The case is where the husband says to the wife, I paid you the ksuba, and Eid Echad witnessed that payment, and the wife says, no, I didn't get paid, so she is Nishma Venotel, she shvez Shvua Drabanan. Says the Gemara, if the husband is a smart guy, there's a way for him to get his wife to make a Shvua d'Oraisa, not just a Shvua d'Rabbanan. How is that? E-P-K-A-H-U, Maisilo l'di Shvua d'Oraisa. How can he do that? Yoiv lo ksubasa ba'avichad sa'ada. Let him pay the ksuba, he says he did it already, but let him pay it again. Let him pay the ksuba again in front of one witness. V'samich sa'ada kama asada basra. Then the one aid that he already has will team up with this new aid that witnessed the giving, the second giving, umukim la lohu lahana kamay b'milveh. So now he has two witnesses that he paid twice, right? He puts it together. One aid is saying that he paid earlier. One aid is saying he paid later. So he paid twice. So once he paid twice, he can then say in Bezdin, well, obviously I only have to pay the ksuba once. So the first one must have been a milveh. So she needs to pay me back the money. So why does that help him? He still ends up only paying once. The answer is to get her to make a Shvua d'Oraisa. So why is it important to make her make a Shvua d'Oraisa? We'll get back to this claim the Gemara's going to reject. He's doing this in a minute. But first, let's just talk about the first point, right? What difference does it make? Whether she makes a Shvua d'Oraisa or Shvua d'Rabbanan? So that was the Rashi that we alluded to yesterday. Rashi on yesterday's daf, on the top of yesterday's Amud Beis, said, what's the difference? So Rashi's Nafkamina was, second line on Rashi, on yesterday's daf, V'Nafkamina de lo mafchinan la. You don't hold a mefich shvua. Meaning, if somebody has to take a shvua, and for some reason they can't, could they say, okay, I can't, you take the shvua? Or do we say, no, the person can't take the shvua, they're stuck, they have to pay. Mitok she'edu yachol yishava mishalem. So when do you say that? Rashi says, that's the difference between shvua d'araisa and shvua d'rabbanan. Shvua d'araisa, you're stuck. Either you take the shvua or you pay. And that's why it would be better for the man to get her to make a shvua d'araisa. While by a shvua d'rabbanan, so she can say, no, you take the shvua. Maybe he doesn't want to take the shvua. That is Rashi's nafkamina on Amud Beis. For some reason, Rashi right here gives a different nafkamina, and that's noted by the Achronim. Rashi here on the top says, you can bring her to make a shvua d'araisa, and what does Rashi say? What's the difference? Nikitas Chayfetz, holding a Sefer Torah. Rashi says on top, Yeshua Daraisa, Shehi B'Shem, number one, with the Shem Hashem, O B'Kinui, V'Ochei Sefer B'Yado, Kidarmina B'Shvuas, V'Chamurehi Ma'od, it's very Chamur, Avol Shua D'Rabbanan Klala Ba'alma Ke'en Shalanu. So Rashi says the language is different, and it also sounds like he's saying there's no Nikivas Chayfetz by Yeshua D'Rabbanan, which we just read in the Rambam. That's not true. The Rambam holds that even Shuas D'Rabbanan get Nikitas Chayfetz. The only one that doesn't is a Shuas Heses. But the Rashi has two different nafkaminas that he gives. So difficult, a little bit exactly why he does this. Tosfos points this out. Tosfos in Maisi. Pierce Bakutris, Denafgalon Mina, Bechua the Rise of the Bana, Bid the Rise of Midkar Chefsa, Dran Alonokit. The Huatmo Sosedvarev, he himself is Soser his words. Because if you look in Mesachas Shvuas, Mesachas Gittin, in Parakash Oleach, right, he doesn't say that. Ul Rabbeinu Nire, Tosa says, Denafka Mina, Leave it to Rabbi Abba, Tilchazakavase, to Amar Chazra, Lamachuyavya, right, like Rashi's other Halacha Mefich, right? That's what he quotes. If you look in the Rif gives another nafkamina. The Rif's nafkamina is Bezdin Yored Lenachasav. If the person does not swear. Right, similar to maybe, but not exactly. Right, will Beis Din go and take away his property if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do? That's the Rifa Mem Chesam and Aleph right here. Omis, he quotes all the different dayas, and he doesn't like any of them. And he says, "Vayishvu daraisa nachtina lenichsa umafkinan mina balkarcha vishvu drabanan hilo mafkina mina." We wouldn't be mafkia it from her. So different nafkaminas in terms of why it would be important for him to get her take a shvu daraisa, not the shvu drabanan. But again, let's get back to the case. So what did the Gemara suggest that he do? Pay again in front of one witness. Put the two witnesses together. Now he has claims that he paid twice. Says the Gemara, that doesn't really work. Maskev l'Rav Shishi b'Rei d'Rav Idi, heich samich sadaka masada basra. How does that work? Neither of them are claiming, each of them only saw one payment. So they can't both claim that there was two payments here. One of them can say this date, one of them can say that date. So how do you put them together? Right? How can it be samich on them? And Rashi, the end of this question, the result of this question is, two different results of the Rishonim. Rashi says, "V'heichi samech, masher ra'azeh lo ra'azeh." What this one saw, that one didn't see. V'im tichbar al shtehen, ein kan ella eid echad. So she'll deny both of them, and then there's only eid echad. She'll deny both, and you know what? Then the husband will have to pay a third time. Right. So not only works doesn't help him, it's even worse for him. V'tishava v'tito shlishis v'nipsa mafsid. So how does this help him? Rashi notes. If you look at Tosfos is a little bothered by this question. Not only a little, a lot. He doesn't even give an answer, right? Usually Tosfos gives answers to his questions. But here, Tosfos, the little Tosfos, Dirasal Heichi. Tosfos says, you remember in Masechta Sanhedrin, there are sugyas called Halvach or Halvah, Halvach or Odah. What if somebody, two Edim, our case, right? There's two milvas. Two milvas. One Tuesday, one Thursday. Two Halvahs. The Gemara says, because Lemaisa, both of them are saying that Ruvein owes Shimon money, they can combine. They can combine for Dini Mamanis. They can't combine for Averis or for Nefashis. But that's Halva Achar Halva. Tosva says, Mitztarfu, at least according to one man to Amar, it's Mitztarif. Lo Be'inon, Raya Ke'echad, Re'iya Ke'echad. So ask Tosva, according to that man to Amar, so what's wrong with our Gemara? Right? Just put it together. So maybe because of that question, the Ritva interprets the question here a little differently than Rashi. Rashi says, well, and then she's going to deny both of them, and then he's going to have to pay a third time. So the Ritva says, no. Heichi samich, dekiva chenitz tarfu shneim lamana aliva derbi shua ben karcha, that's the day in Sanhedrin, kfar asa kol echad eduso, b'masher ra'a shenitz kabel eduso. Veich yachol od lachzor lashbio al pi eid echad mehem. Right, it's like two Edim say that she already got paid. Period. So how could you? He wants to get back money. The two Edim just say that the event took place. They don't say that two events took place. Even according to that man, Amar. So you say all the Edim say is that he owes or he doesn't owe. So that's what the Edim do. So ask the Ritva. The question of the Gemara is, how does this really help him? So these Edim say that he paid, but now he paid twice. So it's worse for him. Not Dafka that the third time is going to come up. So the Ritva says that because the Tosfos is kasha. So the Gemara continues and says, okay, Ella Amar of Shishi Breder of Edi, this is what we meant to say, to get, allow him to get hurt, to make a Shvua Daraisa. Yav laksubasa ba'api sada kama visahada basra. No. He pays again in front of two witnesses. And Rashi adds, and says it's an Eitz Tova to use the first witness again. You don't have to. But do pay in front of two witnesses. So then you have Eidus that he paid the ksuba now. Umuki lola hanakamai balva. And now you have one aid regarding the first payment. Right? So that way he could get his, he knows to pay the ksuba. And the first one, hopefully, he's going to get back and she's going to have to be nishba viniftar if she wants to keep the money. Maskala ravashi akati yukhola memar bees ksuba savoy. What do you mean? So maybe he could say, she could say that he had two ksubas. Right, that she could say that he gave her two ksubas. Why would he have given her two ksubos? So we'll talk about that in 2 days from now when a woman has two ksubas. But here, Rashi quoted the Shibu Kubetza, says maybe it was a very large amount, and he just didn't want to have to pay it all at once. He gave her two ksubas and dated them at different dates. So there are cases why he might have split up the money. Right, that's the sheet that suggests. that it was big. I'll just read you the lashon. He says, "Mishud ksuba meruba hi v'lo matzina debefrena lechaz lech zibizimna chada ulok she'emer lechetsia akabo yada chashtar." Right, when I give you half, you give me the star, and I'll give you the other half, you give me the other star. Number one, or inami says the shita, de amra gerashtani, v'lo boi lemedel lechach etichtav liksubach risi. You divorce me, and then we got married again, and I made you make write another ksuba. We'll talk about that on Beth Shem on Sunday's daf. If a woman has two ksubas, one from before one divorce and one before another divorce, whether that's she has to pay both of them. And we'll see, yes, if the ksubas are both one before the first divorce and one after. So why can't she claim that? He's going to say it was a milveh. El Amar Avashi, hu demoda lahu. What does that mean? Before he pays again, before these two witnesses, he goes over to them in private and says, what I'm about to do is just to get her to make a shua daraisa. I paid the ksuba already. But this is just to make her give me back the other money. So if he gives what's called a moda'a, right, we had that back in the second parak, moser moda'a on a shtar, before you write a shtar, you say, this is meaningless what I'm about to do. So here, before he does the action, he says it's not going to be true. So in that way, it will work for his baddest bitch. She no longer katayna. There are two ksubas. Rashi adds in the line, demilsa delo shchichahu. If he says this to the edim, plus the fact that it's very uncommon to write two ksubas for one marriage, so that is, the edim, her claim is not acceptable that it was two ksubas, and in this way he'll be able to make her make a nishpa v'niftar if she wants to keep the money from the first payment. Right, shvu daraisa, with the ramifications that we mentioned earlier. Okay. Part 3 of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, line 1, Pogemes Ksubasa, you gotta take a Shvua. Number 2, Eid Echad, you gotta take a Shvua to counter. Number 3, Minachasim Mishubadim, if she wants to collect from Mishubadim, meaning to go to people who have bought land since she was married and go collect from them, also needs a Shvua. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah says in Shvuas, V'cheina Yisomim lo Yifru ela b'Shvua, Yisomim also can only be paid with a shvua, right? If Yisomim want to collect money, let's say their father was owed money, those orphans need to swear when they collect the money. So the Gemara says, Miman, who are these Yisomim collecting from? In that Mishnah in Shvuas, Yisomim need a shvua to collect. So Ilema mi love. If they're claiming, they're going to the love. The love is alive, just their father, the Malveh, died. So they're going to the love. They have to take a shvua when they collect from the love. Hashta avien shaka below shvua. If their father was alive, their father would be able to take without a shvua. Their father has a shtar that says the lova owes him money. He doesn't have to swear. He has the shtar. So v'inu b'shvua, they have to take a shvua. Why should they be worse than their father? So the Gemara says no. Right? Usually we always give the yoresh more strength, not less strength. So ella hachikamer. No, this is what that mishnah means. V'chein hayisomim min hayisomim. Lo yifru ela b'shvua. It means if one set of Yisomim collect from the other set of Yisomim, so you might say, well, for the good of the Lova Yisomim, you know, that's why we usually make the other person take a shvua. But here it's Yisomim from Yisomim. Maybe they shouldn't have to take a shvua. The answer is they do. They have to take a shvua if it's Yisomim from Yisomim. If they claim, if the Yorshe Halove claim that we paid already. If they claim that we paid already, so then they have to do that. Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Shanu, when do we say that when they swear they're able to collect? Lo Shanu, Elosh Amar Yisomim, Amar Lanu Abba Lavisi Uparati. Our father agreed that he borrowed money from you, but he paid you already. So that's where the other Yarshim, the Malvez Yarshim, could swear and say, no, we swear that our father never got paid. He told us on his deathbed he never got paid, and they could collect. Aval Amru, but if they say, if the Lovez Yarshim say, Amr Lanu Abba Lo Lavisi, our father denied ever borrowing money from you. Af Bishvua Lo Yifru, even with a Shvua, the Yarshim HaMalva cannot collect. Why? Says the Ritva. As we have seen over the past few months, you can't move in Ksubas without the Ritva. And we'll see in, every Masechta has its Ori shown it, but there are some unique ones. We'll get into the Nedarim in a couple of weeks, Be'ez Hashem, and we'll see you can't move without the Ron, but that's obvious because the Ron's on the Daf. Says the Ritva here, so why would we say that if they say Lo Laviti? Because Pashtus is, when a person's on his deathbed, he tells the truth. And if they were told this, if he said this to them on his deathbed, so Mistama, he was telling the truth. People don't lie in that situation. Right, that's the hot, we're about to reject this, because we say, lo lafiti ki lo parati, as we'll see. But the Ritva is just bothered by the Havamina. To be a milsa, meza tama, vesal kadaita, klamemer hachi. The yeshlomer, the dilma, kasal kadaitin, the kiva damar kemishas misa, vade kushta ka'amar. Right, Mistami is telling the truth. But the Gemara is about to reject this. Maskev la rabba, we never say that. Adarabba. What's the principle we have elsewhere? Kala omer lo lavisi, ka omer lo parati dami. If I say I didn't borrow money, that's basically also saying I didn't pay you back. It's saying even more than that. It's saying I never even borrowed. But the problem is, once we say that there's a shtar, the shtar says you did borrow. Our only shaila is whether you paid back or not, so you can't say lo laviti. So we forget the fact that you said lo laviti. We interpret your lo laviti as if you said lo parati, and therefore you have to pay. So just the opposite. If they say lo laviti, it shouldn't be the Yorshi Amalva cannot even get it with a shvua, they should get it even without a shvua. Mas kol omer laviti, kol omer laparati dami. Ela yitmar, which is a big sugya elsewhere. You know, they didn't mean to say laparati. They were trying to make an even greater denial. So we just interpret it as that, but that's not halacha. Ela yitmar hachi yitmar. Okay, you're right. This is what we meant to say. Amar b'shika, amar b'yehuda, lo shanu ela sha'amru yisomim amru lanu abba lavisi aparati. What we just said, when do we say that the Yorshi HaMalveh could swear and collect from the Yorshi HaLoveh? That's only if the Yorshi HaLoveh said, we did borrow, but we paid your father back. Our father said that he paid back already. Aval Amru, if they say, Amr Lanu Abba Lo Lavisi, if they say Lo Lavisi, Nifroin, Shelo B'Shvua, then the Yorshi HaMalveh get it even without the Shvua, Shekala Omer Lo Laviti, Ka Omer Lo Parati Dami. Because if anybody says Lo Laviti, even if they're trying to make a greater denial, they can't make that denial, because we have a Shtar, Negdam, and therefore we just say, we interpret their words to say Lo Parati. The Hagos HaShri notes here, even if they're Mefarish Dvarav, even if they explain themselves, that's not something that they can do, because halachically the lo laviti turns into lo parati, even if they try to get out of it. That is the lashon of the Hagos HaShri right here. Mikan ochiach Rabbeinu Shmaya. To haomer lechaveir bebezdin lo laviti eino yachol letakein dvarav velachzor velitown. Masha ani omer lo laviti hainu shalo amadati bahalvaasi ela praticha. Lo laviti, what I meant to say is, I still am not in the state of lova. Even if he tries to be misakin his words, can't say that the imkain, have he bezed in toning the yasomim, because if he could do that, then we would have been towing that for the yasomim. We know the principle, we mentioned it yesterday, of ta'aninon. Sometimes even if somebody doesn't claim something, if bezdin knows that they could claim this, so bezdin claims it on their behalf. So we do that by yasomim. So here, says Hagos HaShri, in our Gemara, why don't we say, why didn't Bezdin be towing that for Yisomim? What they meant was, it must be, because even the Lovet wouldn't be able to say that, even if he was towing that. So that's why Bezdin cannot be towing that. The Kaimalom, Perek Lo Yachbar, Toan in Leyorish, we would have been towing this. So, important for that. Sugya, even if he wants to say, what I meant to say was, he cannot be misaking his words. Okay. Next, Shavua in the Mishnah. V'nifra'at shelo b'fanav. Lo tifara ela b'shvua. The case of being nishba, of swearing shalom b'fanav, of the husband is not there. The woman wants to get her ksuba. The husband's in Medina Sayam. He's not there. So if she wants to go down to his property, so only with the shvua. Only with the shvua. Amr of Acha, Sar Habira. Sar Habira. You know, it's his nickname. Maisa balifnei Rebbe Yitzchak ba'antuchya, or Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha me'antuch ba'antuchya, v'yamar lo shanu. When do we say that you can collect when the person's not there? Ela l'ksubas isha, mishumchina. We allow the woman to collect from the property even if her husband's not there, because of chayin. As we had earlier, if a woman knows that if the husband's not there, she's not going to be able to collect her ksuba, she's going to be nervous in getting married in the first place. So Rashi explained chayin a couple of days ago. So we don't want this. We want women to get married. Right? People aren't whole until they're married. So we want to do everything we can to encourage. So that's why the halacha is, says, this first opinion, that's why by Ksubish Isha we would allow collection even if the husband's not there. Avol Balchov lo, but by a Balchov we would not. By a Balchov, if the Balchov's not there, if the Lov is not there, you gotta wait for him, you gotta find him. The Rava Amar of Nachman, no, Afilu Balchov. Even a Baal Chov, we allow collection when the Lovet is not there. Shalo yeh, kol echad ve'echad, No tel ma'osav shel chaveiro, so people don't take other people's money. V'holech v'yoshev b'medinas hayam, and go somewhere. I know that I owe you money. I'm going to leave, and then at least I'll have some time to not have to pay you. If I knew that halacha was that shalom b'fanav is never going to get paid, so I'll just leave. I won't be b'fanav, right? Savatano al delas b'fnei lavin, and then there will be ni'ilas delas in front of lenders, and that is why, as Bezdin makes various takanas throughout to make sure people lend money. Here too, this is a takana. You want money? You want people to lend you money? So the halacha is that you're going to have to pay back even if you're not there. And Bezdin will be yored l'nechasa. Right? We find that many takanas in Shlotin Odelis, right? Beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin, right? Drisha v'chakira is not needed by dinim aminus. Shlotin Odelis bifnei lavin. Because we want people to lend money. If they know that their edim are going to be cross-examined and they might lose their edim, so they're not going to find edim, or they're going to be worried that they're going to be thrown out of Bezdin. Shlotin Odelis, right? Probably the most famous Shlotin Odelis is Prusbal. It's Prusbal, which comes up, Ed Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. That Hillel was Masaki and Prusbal, Shlotin Odelis, because we want people to lend money, and they stop lending money before Shemitah. Hillel was Mazak in Prisbal, allowing the Bezdin to collect the money so that people would still lend money. We'll talk about some more on tomorrow's daf, how exactly that's not undermining of the law, isn't that circumventing? So that'll come up more on Bez Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Shlotino Delis. People always have tried to get out of paying for a long time. Even there's another less famous Takan of Hillel, I think in Mishnah in Arachin, where it talks about Bate Arechoma. The halacha is in Parshas B'chukosai that a person, if he sells a house in Bate Arechoma, he has 1 year to buy it back. And if he doesn't buy it back within the year, the house is Nechlat to the buyer. That's the halacha. So the Mishnah says that what did people do? People are always procrastinators. So they wait till the last minute. So today's the last day, okay, I'm gonna go and buy my house back today. They waited. But what did the buyers do? They went and hid on the last day. They went and hid, just like these guys. The Shashwa, they would go and so they don't have to get paid. They used to go hide. And then the next day, oh, I'm so sorry, I wasn't around. Oh, it's a year and a day. I guess the house stays mine. Right? So Hillel again made a takana in those days. The halacha is because people were doing this, you could just deposit the money for the house in Bezdin and go and take your house. Another chash of people running away, like here too. It's just a human nature. And therefore, the Rabbanan have to make societal laws in order to make sure that people don't do this. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel, Vilchas Malveh Veloveh, Malveh Shebaldi Hipar Bishtar Shebiyado, Shelo Befnei Loveh. A Malveh that's there, he wants to get paid back. He has the Shtar, and the Loveh's not there. Im Yechol in Bezdin L'Shloach Ilov. Uloho Dio, Acheyamorimo Bedin. So if Bezdin could go send him messages and find him, they have to do that. Sholchin umodiyin lo. V'im e efshar lo hodio bimheira. If it can't, right, what bimheira, the Rambam doesn't define what that is. If they can't get a quick answer, omrim l'malve sheyishava v'yitol minachasav. Beim in akarka, beim in amitaltalin. V'din zet akanas chachamim hu, kedei shelo yei kol echad ve'echa, no tam osav shel chaveiro, v'holich v'yoshev lo b'medina acheres, v'nipseis no al delas b'fnei lavim. Right, that is the Rambam, that's what he has to bring. And then he says, Shalosh, when a person, in this case, that we're talking about, getting paid shalom b'fanav, shalosh rayos, tsarech lahavi lebezdin, v'acharkach yipare shalom b'fanav. Three rayos you need to bring. You need two, this is based on Chazal elsewhere. What do you have to prove when you call it shalom b'fanav? Raya rishona l'kayem ashtar shebiado, kiyem ashtar, we discussed this in the second parak, you have to be mekayem, verify the signatures. Raya shnia shebalchovo b'medina acheres ve'eno matsui b'kan la'amodi mobadin. You got to prove that the lova is not here. You got to prove that somehow. However you prove it, I've gone to his house, I went to everything. Raya shlishis she'elu hanachasim shel ploni halovahem. This is his property. So that's what the malva, when he comes, in this case, and the woman, right, collecting your ksuba, the Rambam adds that you have to bring those three rayas, that he's not around, this is his property, and the edim are true edim on the shtar. That's the Rambam's addition. Good. Last line of the Mishnah we had yesterday was very unclear. We didn't know what he was referring to. Rabbi Shimon on the Mishnah said, if you look, just look back to the top of Amud Beis, on the top, Rabbi Shimon Omer calls Machi Tovas Ksubasa Hayarshim Mashbiyanosa. As long as the woman is Toveh her Ksuba, then the Yarshim can make her swear. And if she's not Tovas her Ksuba, the Yarshim cannot make her swear. What is that referring to? Doesn't seem like it non sequitur to the earlier part of the Mishnah. It's not connected at all. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon Ahai. What is Rabbi Shimon going on? So, first try. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, aha, v'nifra'a shelo befanav, is referring to the previous cases. The case of nifra'a shelo befanav. That's what we'd always like to say. It's referring to the previous line. So the Tana Kama held, whenever a woman collects shelo befanav, then she collects with a shvua, lo tifar ela b'shvua, lo shna l'mizone v'lo shna l'ksuba. What if the woman is trying to get mizonos? Right, she's not ready to collect her ksuba yet. She wants to stay in her husband's house and get mizonos. So the Tana Kama says, you got to take it only with a shvua. Right, both when it comes to mizonos and it comes to ksuba, they could only be collected with a shvua. And that's what Rabbi Shimon is arguing on. V'yasa Rabbi Shimon l'meimar calls v'ancho t'vas ksubasa. Your sheha mashbiya nosa. When she's being tovas or ksuba, the yarsha can be mashbiya her. Ain't a tovas ksubasa, ain't yarsha mashbiya nosa. But if she's not being tovas or ksuba, what if she's only being tovas mizonos? Then Rav Shimon is mekel. She could mekel on her. She could take it without a shvua. And v'kamiflagi v'plukta t'chanan u'bnei kohanim gedolim. And this is, they're arguing about the same machlokas that's going to come up later in the Masechta. Tisnan, the Mishnah says later on in Daf Kuf Dalet, Misha halach l'medina sayam, v'ishto tavaz mezonos. A husband goes to medina sayam and the woman wants mezonos. She needs money. Chanan omer tishava basof v'lo tishava batchila. Chanan says she could take the mezonos without a shvua. She only swears when she's going to collect the ksuba at the end. She does not swear for the mizonos. Nechleku Allah b'nei kohanim gedolim. The children of the kohanim gedolim argue. V'yamru tishava b'tchilu basof. So it's a machlokes over there whether a woman swears when she collects mizonos. Rabbi Shimon kechanan, Rabbanan kebnei kohanim gedolim. So that's the first suggestion. Rabbi Shimon is referring to the previous line in the Mishnah. Maskev la Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, one second. Hi, Yarshin Mashbiyanosa, Bezdin Mashbiyanosa mi boile. If this is the case, who's making the oath? It's Bezdin, right? It's not the Yarshim, right? Bezdin says, for Mizonos, Bezdin is the one that makes her swear. Not the Yarshim specifically, saying that she got paid already. It's referring to Mizonos. So, we reject that suggestion. Ela Amar Rav Sheshes Aha. Maybe it's referring to the previous Mishnah. Remember, all the Mishnayos were together. We only had a few pages of Gemara in between. But the Mishnayos and the Perek are all together. So Rav Sheshes says, aha, it's referring to this. Holcha mikever bailo lebeis aviha. If she goes right after the levaya of her husband, she goes to beis aviha. O shechazra lebeis chameha, velo nasis abutrapya. Or she goes back to live with them, but she does not have anything to do with the properties. Ein ayarshim eshbiyanosa. Right? Remember, this is a case where the husband potted her from a shvua. So we say, as long as that's to do with a husband, there's a pater shvua. So if she didn't have anything to do with the money afterwards, she doesn't have to take a shvua. V'imnas is aputrapia, but if she became an aputrapist then, yarshin mashbiya nosa al ha'asid, the yarshin can be mashbiya her on the asid, meaning stuff after the husband died, because there was a pater when the husband was alive, al asid lavo, v'imashbiya nosa mashavar. So that was what we had in the previous Mishnah. And that's what Rabbi Shimon is going on. The Yasser Rabbi Shimon Lameimar calls Mancho Tavas Ksubasa Yarshim Mashbiyanosa. If she's being Tovea her Ksuba, then it can be Mashbiya her. Eino Tovas Ksubasa, Eino Yarshim Mashbiyanosa. But again, he's Mako. If she's not being Tovas or Ksuba, they cannot make her swear about just the Aputrapus issues. And what's the goof of the, what's the machlokas about? A different machlokas. The kamiflagi beplukta to abishol v'rabanan. There is a machlokas in Maseches Gittin. We know there are two types of aputrapis. Right, we'll talk more about aputrapis also on tomorrow's daf. Two types of aputrapis. There's an aputrapis appointed by Bezdin. There's an aputrapis appointed by the father. Right? The agent, please take care of my stuff after he says he dies. Which one are we more nervous about that they're not going to volunteer for the job if we make them take a shvua later on? That's a machlokes tanoim. Right? One opinion, as we'll see in a minute, says, well, for the father, he'll do it anyway. He knows the father, he's a friend of the father. So don't worry about making him take a shvua. For Beis Din, nobody's going to want to be involved in this unless they have an exemption later on. Or the other way. Or, Beis Din, he's chashuv. Beis Din's hiring him. Obviously, he's a chashuv guy. Everybody will jump at that opportunity. Everybody will know that Beis Din appointed this guy. Even if he has to take a shvua later on. For the father, he's not getting paid for it. He's not getting any covered. So you can't make him take a shvua. Machlokes tanoim, by each of the apotropses, which one has a ptur shvua? So the one that's important for us is the apotropos appointed by the father, which we say that's the case discussed in the Mishnah. Does he have a ptur? That's a machlokes over there in Gittin, and that's suggestion number two here. That's the machlokes being discussed in our Mishnah. Ditznan, so let's see it. Apotropos sheminuhu avi yisomim. An apotropos that the father appointed, Yishava, he, we allow him to take a shvua. Because you know what? He's doing the father a favor, he'll do it anyway. Minuhu, Beis Din, lo Yishava. If Beis Din appoints him, we don't make him swear, or else they're not going to get any volunteers. Abishalo, merchilof advar, the opposite. Minuhu, Beis Din, Yishava, because they're treating him like a chashuv guy. Minuhu, aviyasomim, lo Yishava. So that's the machlokas here. Rabbi Shimon says that Ka'ab Shaul, right? Because what does Rabbi Shimon say in our Mishnah? That if she's not collecting her ksuba, they cannot make her swear. So that's what Rabbi Shaul says. Lo Yishava. And Rabbanan. So suggestion number two. What's the machlokas? And what's the shita of Rabbi Shimon? So Maskev La Abaya. Abaya also doesn't like that one. Hai Kozmancho Tavas Ksubasa. Im Tovas Biboile. Kozman sounds like, as long as she doesn't, no, im, just means if she's tovas, meaning she's getting mizonos all this time. If she's tovas, then she'll have to swear. If not, not. It's not kolzman. That language is a little clumsy in this, if this is what it means. So elam rabaya, third shot. Aha, it's going on the previous Mishnah. Kasav la nedru shvua ein li alecha ein yochal hashbiya v'chulu. Remember all those lashonos of exemption. Nedar shvua ein li lo below li ein li below li yershai below the barber shusi alecha val yershecha val the barber shusecha ein yochal hashbiya lo hu below yershav lo barber shuso lo hi below yershav lo barber shusa. Remember that was the Tanakama. That was the Mishnah said. If there is an all inclusive lashon where he says me and anybody who comes from in my place are not allowed to make you or anybody comes from your place, that's an all inclusive exemption. So that is what the Tanakama says. The Yasa Rabbi Shimon Lameimar calls Mancho Tovaas Ksubasa Yarshin Mashbiyanosa. Says Rabbi Shimon, sorry, if she's collecting from the Yarshim, you gotta take a shvua. That overrides. Whose shita was that? We had that yesterday. The Kamifagi Beplukta Dabashal B'nei Mamiriam Barabanan. Remember, we had, according to at least Rov Rishonim, the Ritva Rashi, it works more difficult to read this Gemara according to the Rambam and others, that we said that there was a machlokas there. Abishal B'nei Mamiriam argued on the whole Mishnah. You're right, we love to have exemptions, but there's a Takana Darabanan. You collect from Yarshim, you have to swear. So that's the machlokas. Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Shimon Ka'abishal. He holds like Abishal B'nei Mamiriam, who says that the Takana Darabanan overrides this exemption. For Rabbanan, Karabanan. And the Rabbanan, all like the Rabbanan. So that's the third and final suggestion. What's the machlo? What is Rabbi Shimon arguing on? Says the Gemara 1 minute. Maskev l'Rav Papa. Hatena calls Mancho Tovas Ksubasa. That explains the first half of Rabbi Shimon's statement. As long as she speaks Tovas Ksuba, she has to swear. Arguing on the previous exemption that was given. Oh, exemption doesn't work. But the second half of his phrase has nothing to do with it. When she's not being tovas ksuba? No, if you're arguing on the exemption, what does that second half of the line have anything to do with it? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. The first half of the line is referring to how we just explained it. The second half of the line is referring to an even earlier Mishnah in the Perek. Remember we had the Mishnah back on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, where a man makes his wife in charge of the financial issues in the marriage. Achenvanis Apuchapa. So the Tanakama said he can be my shvia her whenever he wants. Or Beleza says even just on the Pilchan Isasa. So Rabbi Shimon is arguing on both of those. Rabbi Shimon is saying if she's not being Tavasa Ksuba, he can't make her swear at all. So we just have to pretend that all these Mishayas are written all together. And Rabbi Yehuda Anasi saved Rabbi Shimon Shita until the end, and he's referring back to earlier Shitos to argue upon. Again, apotropos is a big topic. We'll start with that tomorrow, discussing two ways to understand apotropos, and then we will continue. Okay, we'll put it up from last time, and then we'll continue on Sunday with Be'ez Hashem, the Mishnah, on the Ma'an of Pei Tesla Beis. Okay, we'll stop here.